in County Wexford. So welcome along to what is a special edition of South East Radio's Morning Mix. 5 months ago, South East Radio's breakfast show presenter Stephen Dee died suddenly and unexpectedly from a heart attack. His death left his family, his friends and you, his listeners, shocked and saddened. Today, South East Radio is launching a special awareness campaign in his name to honour and remember a friend and colleague. Stephen's death could have been prevented, and today we want to help you get your health checked to prevent this grief happening to your family. Our head of programmes, Michael Sinnott, takes up the story.
And around 9 o'clock, he just said that he'd go to bed, and Mum was sitting out in the kitchen, and it wasn't anything unusual for Stephen to go to bed at that time because he was up so early the following morning. And he just asked her for two paracetamol, and she said, "Are you all right, son?" Because she always called him son. "Are you all right, son?" And he said, "I have a bit of a headache maybe or something, and he just needed two paracetamol." So she gave him the two paracetamol, and she said, "Do you think you'll be able for work in the morning?" And he said, "I'll see you in the morning. I'll make my mind up then when I wake up." And there was no more said. It was just, "Good night, son."
On Thursday, the 19th of December 2013, Southeast Radio's breakfast show, presented by 47-year-old Stephen Dee, began as normal.
Southeast Radio's breakfast show with Stephen Dee. Wakey, wakey!
Wakey, wakey is the word. Good morning. It's Thursday, December 19th.
Jumping downtown for me mother. She needs some ribs, Dave.
I can't believe we paid this guy to come in and do this every morning.
Thanks a lot for that, Freddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Fred.
Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye. In the
Hollywood Hills. Later that night, tragic news emerged, and the next morning, the radio station's managing director, Eamon Buttle, had to make this announcement.
"I'm sorry to say I'm the bearer of some very sad and shocking news this morning. Our dear friend and colleague, Stephen Doherty, or as many of you at home would know him better as our breakfast show host, Stephen Dee, has passed away suddenly at his home in Waterford last night. He was a young man who just turned 47 last Friday. He was in great form and was his usual jovial self at work yesterday. All I can say now is our thoughts and prayers are with his mother Ina, his brother Peter, his sister Amelda, his extended family and friends, all who are trying to come to terms with this shocking news. May he rest in peace."
Just days before Christmas, a sense of shock descended on all of the staff and listeners to Southeast Radio who couldn't believe the news. 47-year-old Stephen Dee had died unexpectedly from a heart attack. Over 35,000 people viewed the announcement of his death on Southeast Radio's Facebook page, and hundreds posted messages of sympathy. For the first time since his passing, his family has spoken openly about Stephen Dee's last hours. His sister, Imelda Duggan, describes what happened when he left work and arrived home.
On the day he died, he came home and he took a rest after, which he'd normally do after work. And around 9 o'clock, he just said that he'd go to bed, and Mum was sitting out in the kitchen. And it wasn't anything unusual for Stephen to go to bed at that time because he was up so early the following morning. And he just asked her for two paracetamol. And she said, "Are you all right, son?" Because she always called him son. "Are you all right, son?" And he said, "I have a bit of a headache maybe or something, and he just needed two paracetamol." So she gave him the two paracetamol, and she said, "Do you think you'll be able for work in the morning?" And he said, "I'll see you in the morning. I'll make my mind up then when I wake up." And there was no more said. It was just, "Good night, son." And he went upstairs, and a half an hour after that, at 9:30, Mammy decided she was going up to bed. And then around 9:55, while she was in bed, she heard the bang, and she wasn't quite sure what had happened, but she got out of the bed and she went into Stephen's room, and Stephen was lying on the ground. He had fallen out of the bed. He was still dressed. Stephen had kind of fell between the locker and the bed, and they pulled him out and tried to roll him over. Mam said she knew straight away that Stephen was gone when she looked at him, and Peter got straight on the phone for the ambulance, and because I'm only living around the corner, he got straight on the phone to me. So he just when I answer the phone. It's unusual to get a call at that hour of the night. And when I picked up the phone, Peter just said to me, "Mel, Stephen has gone down," he said. And I said, "What do you mean?" And he said, "He's down, he's man down." He said, "Man down," he said, "He's dead." And I just dropped the phone. I jumped into the car, pulled up outside, ran in the door. Stephen was just laying there, lifeless, and I tried to give him CPR. And I wasn't quite sure how to, how to do it, only from what I have seen on TV and stuff. But I thought, this is worth a go, like, he can't be gone. So Mam was holding his hand, and I bent down and I tried to give him mouth to mouth and, you know, pump his heart. And there was some fluid came up, and I thought, this is great. This is what you see on the telly now. You know, it's clearing and he's going to come back any minute. So I kept pounding away, and Mam just said to me, "Mel, you know," she said, "stop, love." She said, "Stop, he's gone." I said, "He can't be gone, Mam." And she said, "He is, love." She said, "Just let him go." She said, "He's gone." So shortly afterwards, it was kind of mayhem, because I was there saying, "No, this is not right, and her Stephen can't be gone." And Mam was crying for her baby, like, just gone. Peter was making calls, like, just anyone help us to bring him back. And so the ambulance came, and they went straight up and asked us all just to clear the space that they wanted to work on. And they did so for a good maybe 20 minutes to a half hour, and pronounced him dead. I think Michael, a part of us went that night, for all of us.
That must have been just a very emotional bedroom to be in on that particular...
It was just surreal. You know, how could this have happened? And had it happened, you know, was it real? Was it after happening? And surely to God, like, he can't be gone that fast. When they came down the stairs to speak to us, they said to my mother, "Who's his doctor?" And my mum said, "Love, we have no doctor. Stephen had no doctor." And he said, "Mrs.," he said, "he must have had a doctor." And she said, "Sure, love, I'm telling you, Stephen was never ill. He only ever had a cold. He was never ill. He never needed a doctor." So the house was quite small, and they had a bit of difficulty. And Stephen was such a big guy, like, taking him down the stairs, and they placed him then on the stretcher at the bottom of the stairs. And I remember asking Mam to come in, and she said, "No, Melda," she said, "I brought him into the house and I want to see him leave it," she said. So she watched Stephen being carried up the path and into the ambulance, and then she came away from the door and came in and sat down.
A post-mortem reveals Stephen D had a 92% blockage in one of the arteries in his heart. His family believe if he had gone for routine checks each year, he would be alive today.
Absolutely, I've no doubt in my mind. If Stephen had been in that, you know, cycle, we'll say, of where he'd go to a doctor maybe once a year or twice a year and had his bloods done, and without a doubt they would have picked up something with Stephen. There's no doubt in my mind.
And you think he would be alive today?
Absolutely. There's no doubt. There's no doubt at all. I'm not angry. Like, Stephen had, even though a short life, he had a wonderful life. He really did. And all the people that he touched. So I'm not angry. I'm just sad that it could have been prevented. And I truly believe that. He was a devil for red meat. He was a devil for chocolate. ice cream, you name it. He had a dessert every day after his dinner, and he would go to the fridge and he would take out the fruit cocktail, the jelly, the cream, the chocolate. It was layer upon layer of, I suppose, pure sugar maybe. And he might even post it on Facebook. He was always posting pictures of either Easter eggs or, you know, cream eggs and whatever sort. So he had a very sweet tooth.
Do you think that it was purely lifestyle?
It was lifestyle. Yeah, it definitely was.
10 years ago, Stephen D released a charity single called Mysterious People, and now Southeast Radio is going to use his music as a reminder to you as we launch a special awareness campaign in his memory.
Children are people who live in a land made of raindrops and colours and pebbles and streams, solemnly watching a twig as it sails to a clear crystal pool, to an island of dreams.
Southeast Radio's D-Day will take place on Friday the 23rd of May to help you identify the signs of a possible heart attack which could save your life. This Friday across County Wexford, a free blood pressure check is available at all Sam McCauley pharmacies. Southeast Radio's D-Day is being supported by Stephen's family and the Irish Heart Foundation. If you can't make it on Friday, Southeast Radio will continue to play his song every day for the next 14 days as a reminder to you to get your health checked.
Oh, what a shame that our children should grow into people. Oh, what a shame that our children should grow into people.
Some comments that have been coming in. What a powerful interview. I feel wiped out after it, but I hope it will help to save lives. Heartbreaking listening to Stephen's sister. My brother died the same way years ago. God bless you all. It comes from a Bunclody listener. I listened and love Stephen. His sister's very sad interview has tears running down my face. My heartfelt sympathies go out to her and her poor mum and extended family. God bless. I miss Stephen a lot. He was a lovely man, and this comes from the Ballyhack area. Please convey my sympathy to Stephen's sister and her family. On the 7th of October last, my beautiful sister died coming out of her wash house in the same way. It's a nightmare for us all. God bless. Right, I'm joined in the studio by our manager, our general manager, Liam Dwyer. It brings it all back to us. Liam, good morning to you.
Good morning, firstly. It does bring it all back. Today is the 20th of May, and on Friday the 20th of December, we all woke up to the tragic and sudden terrible news that our friend Stephen D had died completely and utterly suddenly. It wasn't anything that we were expecting. The fact that it was so unnecessary. Had he known and understood the symptoms, everybody is fairly sure that Stephen could still be with us today. So the campaign is all about recognising the signs. Your heart or your body will tell you if something is wrong, but I suppose we're all, and men in particular, are very bad at recognising those symptoms. And this campaign is all about explaining what the signs and symptoms are, and hopefully getting all of us, but men in particular, in to have the tests done and have the checks done more regularly.
And it's going to happen this coming Friday.
Yeah.
At this point in time, can you tell us what is going to happen?
Sam McCauley's have partnered with us, and if anybody goes into a Sam McCauley store this Friday, they will get their blood pressure tested free of charge, and that will be a fair indicator, you know, if there's something is wrong with your heart. Blood pressure seemingly is one of the major telltale signs. From what we've heard, since Stephen was complaining of cold feet leading up to his heart attack. So, but again, medical experts will explain through the rest of the campaign as to what the telltale signs are. And really, for this week, and in memory of Stephen, we want people to go along to Sam McCauley's on Friday and have their blood pressure tested. It's a simple test. It's a free test. It takes no time, and there's no pain, and there's no needles, and there's no excuses. And I suppose what I'd be saying to people today is, don't bury your head in the sand. If your heart or your body is telling you something, don't bury your head about it.
Our general manager, Liam. Earlier this morning, I spoke to Dr. Angie Brown, a cardiologist, but also the medical communicator for the Irish Heart Foundation. And first of all, I asked her, what are the signs of a heart attack?
The classic sign, of course, is chest pain. Not everybody gets chest pain. Some people don't get any pain at all. Some people get very breathless, they feel very unwell, sweating, nausea, maybe feel dizzy. Some people get jaw pain and they go to see the dentist. That's pain that's referred up from the heart. They can get pain in their back or pain radiating down their arm, particularly the left arm. So sometimes people will have signs and symptoms beforehand. They can be subtle. When you're exercising, you get a little bit of chest tightness, a heaviness on the chest, or you're getting more breathless than normal or feeling more dizzy than normal. And then if the artery blocks completely, you get a full-blown heart attack, which is blocking off the blood supply to the heart, then you'll get these much worse symptoms. And if you think you are having a heart attack, the most important thing is to call 999, because if you get to hospital quickly, we can treat it. We can open up the artery. We can get the blood flowing back to the heart muscle and save the heart muscle and significantly improve the chances of surviving and quality of life.
Our late colleague Stephen had no major signs in the lead up to his death. He was complaining of his feet being cold. Or was this a clear sign, cold feet?
That's really a very non-specific sign, and that's one of the problems. A lot of people have very little in the way of signs and symptoms before having a heart attack, and that's why we would advocate that people get their blood pressure checked, that they get their cholesterol checked, their blood glucose checked, and particularly if there's family history, that's even more important to get these things checked.
And by getting them checked out, it's fair to say that they can be prevented. What's the percentage of improvement if you get them checked out?
Well, we can prevent a heart attack happening at all if it's picked up early, because if you have, say, symptoms of angina, so this is suggested of a narrowing in the artery, we can actually treat you both with medicines and, if necessary, put a stent in to open up the artery and increase the blood flow. So we can prevent heart attacks by the medicines, by reducing cholesterol, blood pressure, by aspirin up in the blood, and beta blockers to slow the heart rate down and stop it racing. So we can prevent the vast majority of them. And in fact, we have seen a significant reduction over the last 20 years of people dying from cardiovascular disease, including heart attacks.
It sets the scene then for what is today D-Day. All day today, you get your free blood pressure check at all Sam McCauley's pharmacies. Earlier, I spoke to Nicola McGibney, who's a regular contributor to Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. And here's what you have to do today. Have a wee listen.
We'll be providing free blood pressure checks for anyone who wants to. So anyone who's around, if you're on the town, pop in. It only takes 5 minutes. It's very, very simple, very straightforward, and it could save your life.
Right, it's a while since I've had it done myself. So what actually happens? I know this pumping feeling goes in on your arm, so describe the actual test itself.
Yeah, we just place the cuff onto your arm. It builds up the pressure, takes the measurement, and it's done in really less than a minute. But we would usually take 3 measurements just to get an average for you.
And what are you looking for? Because there's 2 scales, isn't there? But let's link up live with Sam McCauley's now. Somewhere in the back room up there is our man Jim Keeley from Southeast Radio's new team, and of course the researcher in the Morning Mix. Good morning to Jim.
Very good morning to you, sir.
And Jim, by all accounts, people are stepping forward and getting the blood pressure check done.
Well, it's actually amazing. The response has been unbelievable. All of the McCauley pharmacy branches across Wexford are extremely busy. There's been a queue at McCauley's on Main Street here in Wexford since opening time this morning. And I have had my blood pressure checked, and I'm glad to say everything is okay. And even in today's inclement weather, people have turned out in their droves, which is a great indication of, you know, how the campaign is working. So I've two important things to do today. One of them is done, and the other one is to vote. And as I say, I'm glad that I've no worries on the blood pressure score.
Right. Just to remind people as well that the blood pressure testing, it's on all day.